Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the study of the precious Word of God and the present meditation upon Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. We have been considering the great titles that were given to the one who was born in Bethlehem. Five special titles: essential, glorious. They are given to him in this prophecy concerning his birth. Those titles are names called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Today we consider the glorious title, calling him the Mighty God. My beloved, take it in. The babe who was born and cradled in the manger, by name has been called the Mighty God. Do you believe it? Whether you do or not, it is blessedly true. Even when, during his human experience upon the earth, there were evidences of this title, which belonged to him and to him alone during his lifetime. According to the words of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, we find there is attributed power to the Son of God as being the sustainer of the universe. Words declaring that he upholds all things by the word of his power. My beloved friend, believe it or not, that infant babe was not only the one who made the worlds, the great creator, but he was the one who sustains them by his power, for he is the Mighty God. But let me follow with you the miracles that are recorded in the Gospel of John regarding the Lord Jesus. The first one that is recorded is in chapter 2, when the Lord Jesus changed water into wine on the occasion of the marriage in Cana of Galilee. During his earthly ministry, this particular occasion is the only one in which he created something. He changed water into wine. And one can well say it must have been the best wine that ever was made. But my beloved, that is called in the Word of God in John chapter 2, one of the signs of the miracles which he performed because he was the Mighty God. Now consider with me the second miracle recorded in John's Gospel in chapter 4. You may read of it from verses 46 through 54 in detail. It is the healing of the nobleman's son who was at the point of death. Instead of going, as requested, to the dying man, Jesus, quite a distance from the very place where the man was, said to the father, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." And the very next day after, when the father reached his home, he learned that his son had been made whole the very hour when Jesus had spoken. This, my beloved, proves his name, the Mighty God. Who but the Mighty God should so speak and one be healed at such a distance? The third miracle in the Gospel of John is in chapter 5. When he healed the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years crippled. You may read of it in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. But on that occasion, Jesus said to this impotent man, "Rise up, take thy bed and walk." And immediately he did so. Just one word of command, coming from the one who was walking upon the earth. But that one was the Mighty God. Then consider with me the fourth miracle in John's Gospel, chapter 6. Read verses 1 through 14 if you care. 'Tis the story of the feeding of 5,000 men beside women and children, when with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes the multitude was fed. and they were satisfied. And even 12 baskets of crumbs remained over. How was this done, my friend? Do not ask how. Let me suggest to you. Note the person who did it. He was the mighty God, feeding 5,000 beside women and children with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Then consider in chapter 6 the 5th miracle that is recorded. Verses 15 through 21. The disciples were being tossed to and fro by the waves of the sea, threatening them with disaster, when they see the Lord Jesus walking on the sea toward them. They were terrified, but they were very glad to receive him into their ship. And immediately it records they arrived safely at land. Who is this walking upon the sea? None other than the one who is the mighty God, walking upon the waves as if they were smooth and level. My beloved, this one who was born at Bethlehem proved that he is the mighty God. Consider the 6th miracle in the Gospel of John in chapter 9. You may read the whole chapter. But there is a man blind from his birth who is given sight. The religious leaders of that day scoffed. They derided the miracle. They scorned the one who performed it. But the man whom they questioned, who had been healed, whom they derided, that man was faithful to the story that he had been healed. He made the statement, "One thing I know, once I was blind, but now I see." And he had the faithfulness to declare to those rulers who were interrogating him, "Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. If the man were not of God, he could do nothing," said the man who had been healed. John chapter 9 and verse 25, and also in verses 32 and 33. My beloved, that babe of Bethlehem proved himself to be the mighty God. Now consider the 7th miracle that John records, and the last one in his gospel. The great miracle of raising Lazarus from among the dead, when he had been in the tomb for 4 days, and Jesus brings him back to life, as recorded in John chapter 11. It is absolutely undeniable. It can never be refuted. This same babe of Bethlehem turned out to be, by the miracle he performed, the mighty God. Now, my beloved, why the emphasis? The mighty God? But let me read the application of these miracles, where John by the Spirit is written in chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Now listen to these words. Many other signs or miracles truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. My beloved, let me ask you, do you believe that the babe of Bethlehem is verily the one whom Isaiah declared him to be? Not only wonderful, not only counselor, but also the mighty God. You ask me, is it necessary for me to believe who the babe of Bethlehem is? That he is Jesus the Christ, the Son of God? Yes, it is necessary. For by doing this, says John as he writes, that believing this ye might have life, meaning eternal life, through his name. My beloved, please let me say, if all you know about Christ is in regard to his birth at Bethlehem, only a newborn babe, you know very, very little about him. You can go to the words that Isaiah has written, divinely revealed titles, calling his name, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. My beloved, may I say this? This is the one, the Mighty God who came from heaven to the earth to be your Savior and to be mine. I'm sure that you and I should be very grateful to know that our Savior, the Son of God, the man who was born as a babe in Bethlehem's manger and cradle there, is far greater, exceedingly higher, than just a babe. You may celebrate his birth this year, but my beloved friend, may I ask you frankly, do you really know who he is? Could you say, like the blind man did in John chapter 9, when he was healed, and he testified to the fact, one thing I know, once I was blind, but now I can see. My beloved, let me quote the words again, adding to them the words of a hymn that has been added. One thing I know, once I was blind, but now I can see, that the light of the world is Jesus. Oh, my beloved, you and I should bow in worship and adoration that this babe of Bethlehem who came to the earth to save us was none other than the mighty God himself. God was manifest in the flesh. Your Savior, my beloved, have you made him your own? Do it today. Father, we thank thee for the Savior. Mighty God, impress it upon the heart and conscience and hearing of every listener. In Jesus' name, for his glory, amen.